We'd like to acknowledge that we are working on the land of the Awabakal Nation, pay our respects to the elders, past and present. We also want to acknowledge God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yama, good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Miramuth Life. I'm Auntie Donna, so big shout out to all our friends listening and also to our aunts, uncles, cousins, family visiting Newcastle area. Well, we're still talking about the beautiful evening of Rima's 40th birthday gala. It was so beautiful. Everyone really dolled up and looking very gorgeous, celebrating the history of this radio station. And we praise God that we can sit here and speak the name of Jesus and sharing testimonies and teaching programs. Big thank you to all of the presenters. You all do a wonderful job. So this is Miramuth Alive, and it's an Indigenous gospel radio program. So I think this week we'll probably play mostly music, just a few things of news to share. Well, let's start with a song by Sherry and Jeff Easter. Really sums it up, our walk with Jesus, isn't it? It's called Jesus is Living in Me. You're listening to Miramuth for Life.
Lonely years, I had lived them. My life had no meaning till I heard about Calvary. Then I knelt down in prayer. The Lord met me there. Now Jesus, He's living in me. He's in my feet when I'm walking, in my tongue when I'm talking, in my eyes, and now I can see. He's in the songs that I'm singing, in my heart His joy is ringing. Jesus is living in me.
Sing for His glory, song that tell the great story, 'cause Jesus is living in me. He's in my feet when I'm walking, in my tongue when I'm talking, in my eyes, and now see. He's in the songs that I'm singing, in my heart His joy is ringing. Jesus is living in me. He's in my feet when I'm walking, in my tongue when I'm talking, in my eyes, and now I can see. He's in the songs that I'm singing, in my heart His joy is ringing. Jesus is living in me.
is living in me.
Congratulations. The Lord has richly blessed Live Free Church in Glebe. Hello, everyone. We thank God for the 100 years that you're celebrating of being there in that building and of being so welcoming to the community around you. I know that this is a church that's got its finger on the pulse. Your beautiful Pastor Chris and all the wonderful youth there and all the other listeners. God has got you strategically placed there, and I'm sure there's lots of swimmers and surfers that come in and visit from time to time. And of course, you've got the Department of Housing complex there in Fowler Street, and everybody is so welcomed. Some marvelous testimonies in that place. I know your church is like a foretaste of heaven when we come together and have coffee and share what Jesus has done in our lives that this last week, and about answered prayer. And God bless all the children, the next generation of the church. May the Lord bless your leadership and any new programs that you're coming up with this year, reaching out to your local community and finding out their needs and addressing them. I love that. That's a soul on fire.
Pastor Linelda Tipper here in Far North Queensland, Townsville. You're listening to Miramar for Life, Yawor to my Torres Strait listeners. God bless you and take care.
I do want to give a very special warm welcome to Pastor Alf and Irene Green. What a delight to have had them in Newcastle and ministering and meeting the folks. Trust that you have a safe journey back home to Casino, and wow, we trust that you'll come back and visit us again soon. So a big shout out to all our mob that come from the North Coast region. So up in Casino, Lismore, Maxville, Nambucca, Coffs. Big shout out to the Moylan family, the Walkers, Hickling, and the Green families. Will be holding their Let Justice Flow conference, their 2025 conference, on the 1st to 3rd of November in Ngunnawal and Ngambri Country, Canberra, ACT. It's going to be wonderful meeting like-minded Christians from across the country for a powerful time of learning, connection and action. Together we'll listen to the voices of those who've lived experience of injustice, receive practical training in First Nations and climate justice advocacy, and take a message to Parliament House. It will be a unique opportunity to live out our faith, pursue the common good, celebrate our shared grace, and work together for a more just, compassionate, and beautiful Australia. Who doesn't want that? Well, God bless the Common Grace team, and we'll be there. The peacemakers will come and will stand and pray round Parliament House. So be praying for that conference. It's very timely, and I'm sure we're all going to learn a lot and be blessed. Next, we have Roger Knox and Lord, Help Me to Walk Another Mile.
Lord, help me to walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking
all alone. And Lord, help me to smile, another smile, just one more smile. I know that I can't make it on my own. Never thought I needed help before. I thought I could make it by myself, and now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help. From your glory throne to me, lonely me. I need the touch of your tender hand, and break the chains of darkness, and let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. Never thought I needed help before. I thought I could make it by myself. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help me. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help me.
You're listening to Mirima for Life, Mirima from the Awabakal language. Mirima meaning saved, saved for life. So from the top of Mount Sugarloaf to the sand dunes at Nelson's Bay, to from the vineyards at Cessnock to the ocean at Redhead, from the mullet run at Swansea to the emus at Blackbutt. This all shows our connection to country, to land, sea and animals, from on the mountains to down in the valley. I do want to spend some time now as we reflect and honour the life of a dear friend, a dear lady, a mover and shaker that worked here in the Awabakal country. Well, our sad, sorry business is hearing the passing of a beautiful lady, a dear friend, Aunty Claire Bates. And when I first met Claire, I was a uni student. It was probably 86, over at Wallatooka, and Claire had been working at Gateshead High School back then. She was the first AEA, Aboriginal Education Assistant, at that high school, and how she loved working with the teenagers. And so it's because of Claire that we have culture in schools today. She really flew the flag and advocated that that schools should be teaching culture for a greater understanding. And then eventually we saw Aboriginal studies coming into the curriculum and then even an elective for year 11 and 12. Well, Aunty Claire brought down dancers from the top end to teach our first of what we call dance troupe, those beautiful traditional dancers. Then also elders coming, teaching language. And then the culture tours started and school holidays. They go out with their Wabikal bus and go to the sites tours, see sites around Cessnock, Melbourdale, Wollumbi. We have Tidalik, the big frog, big rock. We have the women's birthing cave, the women's kitchen. There's the map, the site of the maps, Mount Yango. There is Byami, guardian of the valley at Melbourdale. And so many trees that have been scarred and used for canoes or making coolamans, having signs on them, arrows, that if you follow that arrow, that would bring you to water. And I know at Mount Tugaloth, there's a big rock and on it is engraved a kangaroo. So the footprints of the Wabikal people, men, women and children, are all over our city streets. Well, Claire introduced culture and what a difference it made. Then she fought for an Aboriginal resource room where the Aboriginal students could come to at recess and sit and talk and find a place of safety and of security and a place of belonging. And so Auntie Claire was there. She was larger than life. The children loved her and trusted her. And she advocated when there was problems in the playground. Teachers don't like to admit that there's racism, but we know it's real. And so she would advocate and work between the two children to get an agreement. And so her work just snowballed. She got a resource room, and then the kids started learning art and beautiful paintings and posters, and then learning about those significant dates in the year. So learning their history, and it's what Auntie Claire had lived. She grew up on a mission in Wilcannia and was the first in her family to go to university and to graduate. And so then Auntie Claire started to make her own jewellery from gum nuts and seeds and beads and beautiful earrings using porcupine quills and also emu feathers for the girls to put these around their arms when they were doing traditional dance. So beautiful. So, you know, with that, we saw an increase in school attendance. The kids wanted to come to school. And when the non-Aboriginal kids did Aboriginal studies, they loved it. They all loved it and told us many, many times how interesting it was. And so, you know, having that passion for social justice and reconciliation. Well, Auntie Claire, she worked in Newcastle and in education many, many years, and also set up the Aboriginal Education Consultative Group, and they would meet once every 2 months. And then she went to Sydney. But before that, I just remembered, it was because of Auntie Claire that she came to me and said, why don't I do a program on the Aboriginal Anzacs? And so this was 88, I graduated, so probably 1990. And I said, oh, were there any? Because I'd never learnt that in school and even at university. So she said, yes, her uncle went to World War II. And so I researched it and 12 hours put together a 1 hour radio program. We marched down Hunter Street, 15 of us Kuris. And I remember most of them. So we had Claire, myself, Uncle Dave Neen. He was a return vet from Vietnam, never marched before, and he wasn't going to march. And so I asked him every day, I said, we need you, Uncle Dave, we need you to lead us off. And then he changed his mind on the Friday and he said, okay, I'll come and do it. And he was so regal, and he walked down Hunter Street, he had tears coming down his eyes. He said, Don, I've never marched before since I came back from Vietnam. And so that was his first time. And we were received so well. There was Auntie Sandra Griffin, Tammy and Joseph, Auntie Oriel and Barry, Oral Andrews, and there was Reuben and Stanley K, Ray Kelly, Mandy Kelly, Arnie June and Jack Thorpe, and Norm and Yvonne. And it was a very proud moment. We had made posters with photographs of our different soldiers in the Army, in the Air Force, and our statistics. And so we made a stand, and that was because of Arnie Clear. She was a mover and shaker. We marched down Hunter Street and people cheered us on. We weren't expecting that. And one dear old retired vet, older man in his uniform, he stood on the corner of Hunter and Derby Street, and as we came around, walked past him, he saluted us. And it was just so beautiful to be received. When you know your history, we know the truth. And so we were embarking on truth-telling and receiving at the civic podium. Claire had made up a wreath with the colours red, black and yellow, and a little card on behalf of the Awabakal community. So that was 17 years before Sydney. They had their Aboriginal Indigenous Soldiers March. So Claire was in education, ASEG, and then she went to Sydney to work, and then bought a house at Central Coast, and then moved back to Wentworth. And so her beautiful daughter Marie rang to let me know, and they had her funeral, and Marie will let me know when we have a memorial service in Newcastle, which is so befitting, to farewell a pioneer of Aboriginal education. Claire launched the prejudice kit at Gateshead High School, so that was 1991. We were part of 25 other Aboriginal community liaison officers who the Department of Education brought to Sydney every 6 weeks for about a year and a half, and they consulted with us and consulted and consulted, and we rewrote the Aboriginal Education Policy. It's a brilliant document, the best policy that I've read, and easy to read. And so Claire and I implemented that. We also were part of the Tamworth Buskers competition. Claire and I went up there and were volunteers, and I got many interviews of rising stars. And so I went for about 7 years. We were also on a committee for 2 years for the Awabakal Debutante Ball. That was so beautiful. I never knew anything about a debutante ball. They weren't around. They weren't for Aboriginal girls when I was 17, 18. So, you know, the Awabakal Co-op started holding these balls, and the girls loved it and became young ladies and were presented. Usually it was to the Lord Mayor, who back then we all loved, Joy Cummings. She was a great supporter of Awabakal. And then we had the deadliest debutante ball a year ago, and they were presented to Ray Kelly and Tammy Wright and Pam Weatherall, some other elders. And that debutante ball was so cultural. Claire would have absolutely loved it. And they did traditional dance in their beautiful white dresses and white gloves, and the boys in a three-piece suit. It was stunning. It was just breathtaking. I thought I was watching Hollywood movie. And the girls chose the music they wanted to dance to, and they chose modern tracks to do, you know, the Pride of Erin and the barn dance, progressive barn dance, and a waltz to Brooks and Dunn, Neon Moon. So Claire had contributed so much. When Arnie Clear moved to Wentworth, she continued still to teach adult education, and she was teaching how to weave baskets and mats, and teaching culture, teaching how to make the jewellery, and always advocating with the City Council to recognise our special events. When all the fish died in the Murray River, it really concerned her, because her mobs were Kanya and you know, often fishing around Menindi. And so it broke her heart. And then within a couple of weeks, I see on Facebook she's organising a water ceremony. And she asked women to come and to bring water in bottles. So from a Awabakal, Wanarua, all around the state. And they all went out on a boat. I couldn't get there. But they all went out on a boat. And she talked about the river and the connection to sea and fish and totems. And then they put the bottles of water, poured the water into the river, and she said a prayer. And so, you know, she just couldn't sit and watch things. She needed to respond. She certainly has made a difference, and her life matters. It's because of Aunty Claire Weekend. She was my first mentor and will be sadly missed. Her sister Alma, Denny, still lives in Broken Hill, but we just want to say thank you to Aunty Claire for everything she taught us and fought for in truth-telling. And our deep condolences to her children, beautiful Marie and Michael, and to Claire's grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And she always put posts up when the grannies came to visit her, how she loved it. Yeah, I'll let you know when I hear about a memorial in Newcastle. I'll close with this lovely poem by Auntie Betty Pike. May you always stand as tall as a tree, be strong as the rock Uluru, as gentle and still as the morning mist. Hold the warmth of the campfire in your heart, and may God, the Creator Spirit, always walk with you and with us. Amen. Claire loved Col Hardy and Roger Knox, so we'll play this song in dedication to Aunty Claire, and it's Roger singing I've Got a Mansion Just Over the Hilltop.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land. Streets that the pure as gold. Don't think me poor, deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm but a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, walk on streets that appear as gold. But walk on streets that appear as gold.
This is Pastor Health and Irene Green, and we want to say that we are so blessed to be here on Miramar for life. And we want to say that Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you.
Along the lines of culture and just showing that continued connection to country and see the beautiful Awabakal elders at Westlakes meet and they paint leaves, gum leaves, beautiful. I have a collection of 100. Sister Jill has given us 100 leaves to take to Parliament for the Let Justice Flow conference and to hand to politicians. And these are beautiful leaves. And what they do, it's all voluntary with limited funding. They rely on donations. And these beautiful gum leaves, they have been recognised by the International Working Party for Grief and Bereavement. And they've also donated some funding. So well done to beautiful Jody Jessup. As a Camilla Roy Walwyn Aboriginal woman, I've always had a personal connection to the importance of nature as a part of Sorry Business. Nature is symbolically expressed in Sorry Business for Aboriginal people through the many ways we conduct ceremonies to honour those who have died. Some past customs included placing the person in a tree or wrapping them in bark. What a great idea, Jody, and for facilitating that, and it's become so popular, and I know other regions are also thinking of painting leaves, and it's just beautiful. You should see the artwork. It's amazing. A wonderful program that's come out of brokenness, out of broken hearts. So well done to the social workers and New South Wales pathology, as well as forensic medicine.
I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am, I am Aborigine. I'm a part of this land, my soul is the sun. Nature is my mother, I am Mother Nature's son. The wind is my spirit, running wild, running free. Water is my mirror, reflecting visions in me. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am, I am Aborigine. I'm like a great river that slowly runs dry. Pollute me and abuse me, and like the river I will die. I'm a child of the earth, created from dust. I live for my land, taking only what I must. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am Aborigine. I'm a hunter of animals, I imitate their stance. I am what I hunt, and I'm at spirit in the dance. I'm a painter of wars, I'm an artist of dreams, depicting mythological creatures and spirits in my scene. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am Aborigine. I am from the never, never time.
what I am Aborigine. I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am Aborigine. Aborigine.
Hi, this is Robin Green Beasley, and you're listening to Miramar for Life on Rima. God bless you and your family.
Recently, on a trip down to Sydney, I passed through many towns with beautiful Aboriginal names, and of course, when I got home, I had to look it up to see what they meant. So, Taramara, I love the sound of that. It means big hill or a high hill. Curl Curl means river of life. Parramatta, place where eels lie down. Coringai, it's a senior man's initiation or ceremony or a good camping place. Barara means place of shells. Woi Woi is a dark and young word for big water or much water. And Arimba is sacred ground. Shout out to our brothers at Cessnock, St. Helier's and Frank Baxter. Coming up next, we've got a special song. Haven't played this for a while. I'm glad I saw my notes from some old programs. But we're going to play that lovely song that Uncle Jimmy wrote. And he's from Cessnock Corrective Centre. And let's have a listen to Jimmy's song. Thanks, Unc.
Love is God.
I do need to say a big shout out to all the beautiful people that I met at Rima's 40th birthday gala. See, if I don't go and write it down straight away, then I forget the names. So lovely meeting you, and thank you for listening to Miramar for Life. Yeah, God bless you, and I'm glad that you get, you know, a blessing from the program. I have let people know I will be finishing up in December. It has been 10 and a half years, and just beautiful to be able to present. But my time, and there's a lot of movement around me, and not sure where I'm going to move to. My son is going to buy a house, and I'll downsize, live in a little granny flat, and I'm happy to do that and, you know, look after my little grandchildren when I get home from school so mum and dad can work. All good things come to an end, but there will be a new format, and we're not sure what that's going to look like. Still in the planning stages, but it's been wonderful, and I'm always aware of the power behind a microphone. I'm always aware that I want to honour Christ with Miramar for Life and love to promote our Christian brothers and sisters, our pastors, and also thanking non-Aboriginal people in the church and in society who stand up for us, who advocate for us, who are teaching Aboriginal studies, working for justice and reconciliation. And as I read earlier, as Common Grace always says, to build a more just, compassionate and beautiful Australia. My hands up.
I love to be his possession. Oh, he is my everything. I remember my days of darkness, without sunshine or sight to lead the way. But a whisper of his voice softly called me to the arms of my Maker to stay. He is my reason for living. Oh, he is the King of all kings. I love to be his possession. Oh, he is my lightning and the thunder. After the last bell has rung, I want to bow down there before him and hear him say, well done. Of all kings, I long to be his possession. Oh, he is my everything. I long to be his possession. Oh, he is my everything.
It must have been the beginning of September, and I was writing down, I thought, oh, September, I wonder what songs have got September in it. And so I wrote some down, and I never ever said it on air because other things took over or I ran out of time. but just wanted to share it. I'm not sure if there's many songs with October in it. I'll have to think about that. But some songs with the word September, try to remember the times in September. There's a song called September by Fire, Wind and Rain. There's September Morn, Neil Diamond. And See You in September, sung by The Happening. Maggie May by Rod Stewart. He sang Maggie, It's Late September. Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day. And September in the Rain by Dinah Washington. I was having coffee with a dear old friend last week, and she did ask me, how do I keep going? How do I keep smiling and dealing with everything that's going on around us? And I was able to share with her. And of course, 3 months back, I was being attacked also and had to learn to bring everything to the cross. We know it, but sometimes we just get really caught up with emotions, don't we? And so I was able to share with this dear lady and some Bible verses, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 4 to 8. Dear friends, live in the light. Whether it's daytime or nighttime, we're to be sober and to put on the suit of armour for our protection. 1 Thessalonians 5:15, don't be hateful to people just because they are hateful to you. Rather, be good to each other and to everyone else. In 2 Thessalonians verse 5, God will punish everyone who is causing you trouble. Those who won't obey his message will be kept far from the Lord's presence and his glorious strength. We have God's power to help you to do all the good things you hope to do. Bring honour to the name of our Lord Jesus, and he will bring honour to you. Verse 12.
Thank you.
That was Uncle Cyril Green from Armadale. Love his instrumental. Well, big shout out to Macquarie Life Church and to Danielle and to the Carter Home Project, to the homeless people. They had a special, just remembering the homeless and Under the Stars last Saturday night, and met some beautiful people and heard testimonies of people who have been homeless and then help through the church and support groups, got housing accommodation, so many people couch surfing and sleeping in cars. Psalm 139 verse 3, you comprehend my path and are acquainted with all my ways. God is not dismayed about the current circumstances in your life. His eyes are on you right now. Above all else, he loves you. And he chose to measure that love, not in words, but in blood, the gift of eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Because he loves you that much, will he not sustain you in the midst of whatever it is you are experiencing? Trust him for the details. Thank you for listening to Miramar for Life. Thank you to Peter Barlow for production. And may you have a victorious week, and don't forget to put on your whole armor every day. God bless you and your family.